Hi, I'm Arden. Today I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. I was wiping down the counter at Brew & Bean, the cafe where I'd worked for the past 2 years, when my phone buzzed. A notification from the family group chat, Henderson Hawaii trip, popped up. I almost dropped the rag. Wait, what? I tapped the screen, my stomach twisting as I saw the itinerary. Flights, a luxury villa, snorkeling tours. And tagged in the message, Mom, Dad, Derek, not me. My fingers hovered over the keyboard. Maybe it was a mistake. Hey, did you mean to leave me out? I sent it before I could second guess myself. 3 dots appeared. Then Dad's reply. Arden, sweetie, we talked about this. You've been so down lately. We thought it'd be better if you sat this one out. I stared at the words. Better for who? The next message came from Derek. Yeah, remember Thanksgiving? You cried into the mashed potatoes. Kinda kills the vibe. A laugh bubbled up, the kind that hurts. Thanksgiving. Right. The night Dad spent an hour bragging about Derek's promotion while I picked at my food, still raw from losing my own job. When Mom sighed, Arden, can't you at least pretend to be happy for once? I'd excused myself to the bathroom and sobbed. Now, my hands shook as I typed, So you're ditching me because I'm too depressing? Mom replied instantly. Don't be dramatic. We just need a stress-free trip. You understand, right? The cafe noise faded. All I heard was my pulse in my ears. Lena, my coworker, nudged me. You okay? You look like you're about to murder someone. I showed her the texts. Oh, hell no. Lena snatched my phone and fired off a reply. Cool, so next time Derek gets drunk and pees in the hotel pool, that's cool vibes. But Arden having feelings is a buzzkill? Got it. Lena! I grabbed the phone back, but it was too late. Derek, who the hell is this? Mom, Arden, we don't air family issues in public. Dad, this is exactly what we're talking about. I locked my phone and shoved it in my pocket. They've always treated you like this, Lena said, handing me a latte like it was a weapon. Remember when they threw Derek a graduation party but forgot yours was the same week? I did. I'd sat in my dorm alone, watching Instagram stories of Derek blowing out candles while my parents cheered. This is different, I muttered. This isn't forgetting. This is cutting me out. Lena leaned in. So what are you gonna do? I looked at my reflection in the espresso machine. Dark circles, messy bun, the same sweater I'd worn 3 days in a row. The depressing daughter, the afterthought. I'm gonna make them regret it. Lena slammed 2 shots of espresso in front of me, the cups rattling against the chipped counter of Brew & Bean. Okay, enough moping, time for war. What's our first move? I scrolled through my phone, pausing on a photo of my family's smug vacation smiles. First, we find what really matters to them. Not me, obviously. Their reputations. Dad's perfect business, Mom's church lady persona, Derek's golden boy act. Easy, Lena said, stealing one of my espresso shots. Your dad's company website still lists that shady partner who got arrested last year, and your mom's whole I don't drink thing? She pulled up a Facebook photo from Mom's birthday. That's a Cosmo in her hand, honey. I grabbed my laptop. Derek's the real prize, though. Remember how he earned that scholarship? Lena's eyes lit up. The one he totally plagiarized his application essay for? Exactly. My fingers flew across the keyboard. And his old roommate Jake still hates him after that fraternity power play. Let's see. I pulled up Jake's Instagram. Yep, still posting hash karma coming memes about Derek 3 years later. The cafe door chimed as Jake himself walked in right on cue, like some twisted universe was helping me. Arden, you texted? Lena nearly spit out her coffee. Okay, what kind of dark magic? I cut her off. Jake, perfect timing. Still bitter about Derek stealing your internship? Jake slid into our booth, his grin sharp. You offering payback? Because I've got receipts. He pulled out his phone. Remember when your brother volunteered at that charity gala? Here's him pocketing the silent auction cash. Lena snatched the phone. Oh my God, is that him stuffing bills in his blazer? Better, Jake said. The foundation never reported it missing because your dad covered it up. Whole thing's in these emails. He tossed a flash drive on the table. I pocketed it. Why help me? Because Derek made sure I got expelled over that fake cheating scandal. Jake's smile turned icy. I want to watch him choke on his own lies. Lena raised her cup. Welcome to Team Arden. We spent the next hour mapping it out. Aunt Carol's annual garden party was in 3 days. Mom's entire church circle would be there. Leave it to me, I said, printing out Derek's stolen thesis pages. Carol accidentally finds these in the bathroom. Lena cackled. With Mom's DUI records paperclip to them? Brutal. The day of the party, I wore Mom's favorite color, the pink sweater she'd bought me last Christmas, still with tags on. Perfect, Lena said, adjusting my collar. You look just innocent enough. At the party, I made sure to spill wine near the guest bathroom. Oh no, Aunt Carol, could you grab some club soda? The second she disappeared inside, I slid the folder onto the sink. 5 minutes later, Carol came storming out, face purple. Arden Marie Henderson, did you know about your mother's drunk driving arrest? I widened my eyes. What? No! She told us she was at a spiritual retreat. The room went silent. Then the whispering started. By the time I left, Carol was already on the phone with the pastor. Dad's biggest client was texting him demanding explanations about irregularities. And Derek? His phone was blowing up with messages from his alma mater's ethics board. My phone buzzed with a family group text. Mom, how could you, Dad? We're coming over right now. Derek, you're dead. I showed Lena the screen. She grinned. Round two at your place? I turned off my phone. Let them come. The pounding on my apartment door started exactly 17 minutes after I turned off my phone. I counted each thunderous knock while Lena poured us another round of tequila shots. That's definitely Derek, I said, watching the door shake in its frame. Only he kicks doors like a cop in a bad movie. Lena slammed back her shot. You want me to get it? Nope. I stood up, smoothed my shirt, and swung the door open just as Derek was winding up for another kick. He stumbled forward, almost falling into my apartment. Mom pushed past him, her face splotchy with rage. How dare you humiliate us like this? She threw a crumpled printout at me, Aunt Carol's church group email chain, now featuring Mom's mugshot. Dad stormed in behind her, his phone buzzing nonstop. Do you have any idea what you've done? Harrison just pulled his investment? I leaned against the wall, crossing my arms. Gee, Dad, sounds like a you problem. Derek snatched the tequila bottle off my counter. This isn't funny, Arden. My law school just opened an academic dishonesty case. Lena fake gasped. Oh no! Does this mean you'll actually have to earn something for once? Mom's head whipped toward her. This is a family matter. You have no right. Actually, I said, pulling out my laptop, Lena's been helping me with my little research project. I turned the screen toward them, displaying Derek's plagiarized thesis side by side with the original source. Remember this gem? The one Dad paid Professor Calloway to overlook? Dad's face went gray. Where did you? Jake sends his regards, I said sweetly. Derek lunged for the computer, but Lena yanked it away. This baby's already emailed to the entire alumni board. Right on cue, Derek's phone rang. He looked at the caller ID and paled. It's the dean, I gestured grandly. By all means, take it. Put it on speaker, he answered with a shaking hand. Yes, Dean Wilkins? The dean's voice crackled through the room. Mr. Henderson, we've received disturbing evidence regarding your scholarship application. Effective immediately. Derek sprinted into my bathroom and slammed the door. We could still hear him screaming through the thin walls. Mom rounded on me. You spiteful little... Careful, I interrupted, pulling up Dad's emails. We haven't even gotten to the good part yet. I enlarged an email thread between Dad and his former partner, Marcus. Remember him? The guy currently serving 3 years for fraud? Funny how all these client payments went to an offshore account right before his arrest? Dad made a strangled noise. Those are private. Not anymore. I clicked send on a pre-written message. Just forwarded everything to the IRS whistleblower program. They pay up to 30% of recovered taxes, you know. Mom's manicured nails dug into Dad's arm. Robert, tell me she's lying. Dad didn't answer. His phone buzzed again, this time with a news alert. Lena snatched it and read aloud. Prominent local accountant Robert Henderson under investigation following explosive fraud allegations. Oops. The bathroom door flew open. Derek emerged, his face twisted in rage. They revoked my degree. Lena raised her glass. Congratulations. Now you and Arden have something in common. Neither of you graduated, Mom finally snapped. She grabbed my tequila bottle and hurled it against the wall. Glass shattered, spraying amber liquid across the kitchen. You've ruined everything. I stepped closer, my voice deadly calm. No, you did that yourselves. I just stopped hiding it. Dad's knees actually buckled. He sank onto my couch, staring at his still buzzing phone. My entire career. Derek started pacing like a caged animal. Do you realize what this means? I can't practice law. I'll have to get a real job, I supplied. Welcome to my world. Mom suddenly clutched my arm, her eyes desperate. Arden, baby, we can fix this. Just tell everyone you made it all up. Say you were sick again. I peeled her fingers off me one by one. Funny, I don't feel depressed anymore. Must have been all the toxic people I cut out. Lena opened the front door. Time to go, folks, unless you want me to call the cops about that assault. She pointed at the broken bottle. As they shuffled out, Derek turned in the doorway. This isn't over. I smiled. Oh, it is. Because tomorrow, the vacation home goes on the market. Mom actually screamed. You can't. That's been in our family for... Grandpa left it to me, I said. Just like he left me his entire estate after you all stopped visiting him in the nursing home. The door slammed shut behind them. Through the thin walls, we heard Derek punch the hallway wall and Mom start sobbing. Lena handed me the last shot. To karma? I clinked her glass. To watching them burn. The realtor's pen hovered over the contract as I pointed to the signature line. Right here, please. She hesitated, glancing at my family's desperate texts lighting up her desk phone. Miss Henderson, are you absolutely... Unless you want me to take my $500,000 sale to your competitor? I smiled sweetly. The pen hit paper. Lena whooped as we walked out. They're gonna lose their minds. My phone buzzed with Derek's 15th call today. I answered on speaker. Car wash employment verification line. You psychotic bitch! His voice cracked. Do you know what you've done? The Bar Association revoked my license? Lena snatched the phone. Aw, poor baby. Maybe Mom can buy you a new career too. Oh, wait. She hung up as Mom started screaming in the background. The bank teller's eyes bulged when I deposited the check. Will you be investing this, Miss Henderson? Nope. I slid a business card across the counter, the director of the city's mental health initiative. I want a press conference when this clears. 2 days later, cameras flashed as the mayor shook my hand. This extraordinary donation will rename our clinic the Henderson Center for Mental Wellness. A reporter shoved a mic in my face. What inspired this gift? I adjusted my sunglasses. Let's just say, bad families make great philanthropists. That night, the video went viral. Lena sprawled on my couch, reading comments aloud. Hero! This is what real strength looks like! Oh, and Derek's ex-fiance just tweeted, dodged a bullet, hash karma. My doorbell rang. Mom stood there clutching a ratty teddy bear I'd left at their house years ago. Baby, please. She sobbed. We need that money. Your father's facing jail time. I took the bear, examined its matted fur, then dropped it in the trash. Funny, when I needed you, all I got was silence. The door clicked shut on her wails. As the moving truck loaded my boxes the next week, Lena handed me a parting gift, a framed screenshot of Derek's LinkedIn, former attorney, vertical bar, current car detailer. I kissed it dramatically before packing it away. My greatest achievement. The last thing I saw as we drove off was my old apartment building shrinking in the rear view, and a news alert that Dad got 5 years for tax evasion. Lena turned up the radio. Where to, boss? I leaned back, finally free. Anywhere but here.